I'm Heidi Holton with John Latimer. Coming up, we'll have Phenology talkbacks, including the new stocks. They're back.
Yeah, our good friends from down south.
That's right. Spending the summer up here.
Yes.
And we hear from our friends Ruth Axel and Pearl.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. It is TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got a message you'd like to pass on. Maybe something exciting has happened in your life and you'd like to share it with us. We really don't care what the subject matter is. We just want to hear from you. You can get in touch with us by sending your own personal recordings to us at comments@kaxe.org. You can send them to me personally by sending them to J Latimer. That's J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R @kaxe.org. You can write to us. Our address is 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota 55744. And if you'd like to call our talkback line and record your own message, you can do that. The number is 218-999-9876. It's a pretty simple process. We are excited to hear from you. We're going to start off today's program with a note from the new stocks.
Hi, this is Ruth,
Axel,
and Pearl Newstock.
When we first arrived about a week ago in Minnesota, it was hotter here than it was in Memphis, Tennessee. When we were kayaking, we saw a swan on our lake. We also have seen ospreys going over our yard multiple times. We saw some tiger swallowtail butterflies, and when we went to Tioga Mine, because of the weather, the surface was super hot, and then as soon as you got a couple feet lower, it was super cold. We've seen a bunch of flowers, paintbrushes, yellow daisies, purple clover, yellow asters, Jack in the Pulpit, which are almost gone, trillium, and some star flowers.
Mama saw a gray fox. We have seen many monarch caterpillars, from eggs to third in star. We have seen many dragonflies, lots of chalk-fronted corporals, dusky clubtails, ashy clubtails, and some really big blue and green, plus ones that have black and white wings, which might be called quail-spotted skimmers, I think. I also saw an owl.
We saw a yellow lady slipper in our woods and have lots of hummingbirds at our feeder. We saw a large snapping turtle swimming in the water and another walking across our yard. The eagles have egrets in their nests on our lake, but there are no nesting loons this year, so we won't see babies.
We are going to camp for a couple of weeks, but we'll be back in July with another report. Bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye, kids. What a great report. There are three well-connected children. They seem to enjoy and observe many, many things here in northern Minnesota, and you can join them, and you can share your observations with us. We'd love to hear from you. I got this email from a good friend over in the Isabella area, which is about halfway between the Lake Superior shore and Ely on Highway 1, and this Steve had this to say. I posted about the emergence of winged carpenter ants near our place in Isabella. Fast forward to this past weekend, I was sitting on our porch enjoying a cup of tea when I noticed a carpenter ant making its way along the edge of the deck headed toward the house. Before long, it was followed by another and another and so forth. The occasional ant followed the same trail in reverse. Upon closer inspection, I saw that some ants headed toward the house were of various sizes and carrying pupae of different sizes for the various types of worker ants in the colony, and alarmingly were disappearing under our house siding. It was obvious they were following a well-marked chemical trail. Curious how durable the chemical was, I vigorously rubbed the sole of my shoe back and forth over the trail. Before long, there were minor traffic pileups on either side of this invisible, to me, barrier, prompting a random search pattern from the couriers, some of whom stumbled upon the trail beyond the barrier and continued on their way. These were ants setting up a satellite colony to a parent colony in Rotten Wood, somewhere within about 100 yards or more of our satellite colony. The parent colony could have been established by a dispersed winged queen, but not from the May emergence. Satellite colonies established in May or June are the product of parent colonies established the previous year. As I watched the unfolding drama, Mary walked by and casually mentioned that I was thinking of tracking the ants back to their parent colony. Good luck with that, she offered. With my animal tracking skill maligned, I had no choice but to undertake what seemed like a mission impossible of tracking an ant through dense forest 100 yards or more. By observing the occasional comings and goings, I was quickly able to establish that they accessed the porch by climbing up one of the supporting pillars. A few feet beyond that, though, lay an undisturbed woods of dried leaf litter, dense brush, fallen logs, ground-covering forbs, and many dead and dying trees. Perfect parent colony material. Yet somehow, being careful not to get out in front of it lest I disturb the chemical trail, I was able to follow a single ant on my hands and knees over the course of about 20 minutes and 31 yards to where it and subsequently other ants entered and emerged from a large living paper birch with a rotted base on one side. If you're looking for a new animal tracking challenge and ever have the opportunity to try this, I recommend it. It was genuinely novel experience. I wouldn't try it when the biting insects are bad, though, as the exercise requires near 100% focus on the ants if you hope to be successful. That's from our good friend Steve up in Isabella, and I can only just nod my head and smile and think, oh my goodness, that is exactly the sort of thing that I might do myself. I'm a little bit crazy that way. And you may recall our conversation last week with Tornado Bob about the weather, and that prompted this response from Joel Rosen. After your conversation with Bob on Tuesday, I couldn't help but think about the terrible heat waves and dry spells of 1988. Digging through my records, here's what I found. There were 8 days in July 1988 with a temperature above 90 degrees, including the all-time station high here of 98 on the 27th of July, and also 3 days above 95 that month. Since then, I find only 1 year with more than 1 day in July with a temperature above 90, 3 in July 2006. Also, there have been no days since 1988 with a temperature above 95 and just one reaching 95 on the 28th in 2006. 1988 was also the only year we had grass browning, and in the July hot spells, I remember cutting brush for my sheep to browse and also hauling 5-gallon buckets of water from Park Lake before I got my irrigation set up to stressed market garden plants. June 1995 was almost a close second with 6 days above 90, but all were highs in the lower 90s and rainfall was plentiful, even excessive in the other months of the growing season. Overall, I've recorded 28 days above 90 degrees in the 88 to 2021 period, the last of which was 91 from August 25th, 2013. Before that, it was 91 on July 26, 2007. I'm fairly certain this is part of the Goldilocks effect of fewer extremes of hot days and cold nights due to higher dew points, but you might ask Bob what he thinks of that. I do not have the records for dew points or humidity. Although we have not yet exceeded 90 degree mark this year, we have had 3 days reaching 90 in the past week, Friday, Saturday, and today, and I'm already looking forward to winter. Thankfully, Lake Superior has been easing the pain of the last few days in the past week. Yesterday was an exceptionally comfortable day for working outside in the sun with a nice east breeze, low humidity, and temperatures in the 60s and low 70s all day. Today was not so nice, and I took several dousings with 38-degree well water to cool myself off. We've had more rain than Grand Rapids and are not yet hurting for moisture, but if that doesn't start changing soon, we will find ourselves in the same hot trail. Thank you, Joel, for that note. A little history of heat in the Mattawa area, which is kind of southeast or southwest of Lake Superior, so it gets some cooler weather than here. You're listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, KAXE.org, or tell your smart speaker to play KAXE, connecting you to Northern Minnesota.